The Remus Memorial Horse Sanctuary provides rehabilitation and care for around 200 animals, including horses, ponies, donkeys, cows, goats, sheep and cats. A few days a year, the sanctuary is open to the public to meet the 200 plus animals. And for the first time this year, it's open on Sunday, the 5th of May, between 1 and 5pm. And here to tell us all about the sanctuary is the founder, Sue Burton. Hello, Sue.
Hi, Bob. Nice to be here.
Yeah, good to see you again. You came in a couple of months ago, didn't you, to tell us about the sanctuary. But now, of course, you're starting your open day season. Now, I know your open days are a vital source of fundraising for you, and getting through the winter can be a difficult time for you. How did it go this winter?
It was better in that the weather was better this year. It wasn't too severe. Difficult financially, as things seem to be these days. What we've got through. It was probably after one of our toughest winters, so we're really looking forward to this summer, trying to get some, replenish the coffers a little bit.
That's right, yeah. Well, it's quite an expensive business running the place that you run, don't you? It's you've got a lot of commitments there, haven't you?
A lot of commitments, and it costs us £400,000 a year to keep the place running, so we have to find out through fundraising.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, that must be a bit of a nightmare, mustn't it?
It's a big headache, yes. Yeah.
So, you're located on Greenbelt land, so you can only open to the public for a limited number of days each year. It's roughly once a month from May to October. First one this Sunday, of course. So, what can people expect to see at your open days?
Okay, so it's always the first Sunday of the month, May to October.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So people know exactly when it's going to be.
Yeah.
We've got 40 acres of beautiful Essex countryside. I have to say, it's spectacularly beautiful where we are. It's a lovely part of Essex.
I know, I've been.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It's absolutely lovely.
And we've got loads of rape up there all around us at the moment. So it looks nice. It's a bit smelly, but it looks nice.
Yeah.
There's 200 animals all out there for people to see and touch and stroke and get to meet, and obviously all the stories about us, we can see their histories and why they've come to be with us.
That's right, and that does make it a fascinating visit, because you have little notices, don't you, of the history of the animal, how they've come to you and what was wrong and how you've managed to sort out things, and it's very interesting.
And often they're very tragic stories, but it's nice then to see the animal doing what it should do in the field, relaxing, enjoying itself, and what people's money is, where people are giving us money, that's a difference their money has made, to see these animals in the field enjoying life again.
Fantastic.
So refreshments, stalls, there's a children's corner with children's games, Lucky Dip, there's a magician, face painting, a bouncy castle for the children, live music with Midnight Blue. Just a good fun day, really. It's a good few hours out.
Well, I can thoroughly recommend it, and I think you're playing down the refreshments a bit, because the cake is magnificent that I had last year.
Perfect.
Yeah, it was really nice. What about parking?
Parking on site, dogs welcome on leads. Yep, just come along and join in the fun.
Right, lovely. And it's a very reasonable day out for a family, isn't it? It's adults get in for £4, is that right?
Yep, and children £2.
Yeah, brilliant. You better tell us where you are.
Yeah, we're obviously Little Farm, Buttsbury, just outside Ingatestone. There'll be signs up on the day directing people in.
Yeah, this is not far from Buttsbury Wash, is it?
That's it.
Where everybody drives their car through when there's too much water.
Bless the one.
They get stuck in the middle,
Nice and empty at the moment, thankfully.
Yeah. I drove through there the other day, Well, it does really sound like a great day. As I say, I went to one of your open days last year and we had a lovely time, and that cake was just fantastic. I mean, for anyone who might not be able to attend the open day, what other ways can people help the sanctuary?
Loads of ways. People go onto our website, www.remussanctuary.org. There's plenty of ways people can get involved. They can make a donation, they can come up and volunteer, sponsor a pony, become a member of the sanctuary, organise a fundraising event for us. Loads of ways that people could get involved and help us and make that real difference to these lives of these animals.
Absolutely. I mean, to sort of illustrate the kind of work that you do there, can you give us one of your success stories?
Yes, certainly. So one of our probably biggest successes was Grace. Grace was a little black mare found in Havering, roaming loose. She'd been loose for some months, roaming loose on the roads. It took 12 of us 4 hours, which is absolutely feral, to try and catch her.
Yeah.
And she had an unfenced field with a main road and a lake we didn't want her falling into.
Of course.
And the problem we hit was that not only was she feral, she was actually totally blind.
Uh-huh.
And she'd been roaming loose like that. We also then found out she was heavily pregnant as well, so it made it even harder.
Yeah.
Eventually managed to catch her. And to see her now, she's so calm and relaxed. She's had a baby. It's baby's about 3 years old now.
Right, yes.
And it's just nice to see what we saw that day to what we have now. It's a totally different pony.
Fantastic.
And we see that replicated so many times. Yeah. And it is just care and love and attention that they need usually to get them right.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. You're obviously a very caring person for animals, and you do some great work.
Thank you.
You've got some other events coming up later in the year, haven't you? I'd like to hear a bit about the afternoon teas that you put on, because they sound phenomenal for someone who likes cake.
Yeah, afternoon tea is a good afternoon. It's an opportunity for people to come along, obviously have an afternoon tea which is served to them on the premises. Then we have a tour around the sanctuary, meet all the animals, which is really nice. Right. For a couple of hours in the afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't just sort of tea and biscuits, is it? It's the works.
It's the works, hopefully.
Sandwiches,
yes.
And cakes.
Absolutely,
and all
scones,
that, yeah.
Yeah, everything.
Brilliant. And it's not happening on this particular open day, but I think in future you've got the fire brigade joining you, haven't you?
Got the fire brigade coming for the July, August, September and October days. They hope you can do some displays for us. Also the July and September open days, we have fun dog shows as well.
Ah, great. Okay, well, I wish you every success with every single event that you run. I mean, you couldn't be raising money for a better cause. It's fantastic the work you do, and
it's lovely. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you for doing it. If you'd like any more information about the Remus Horse Sanctuary, you can visit www.remussanctuary.org. Or you can contact Sue on 01277 356 191. And if you missed any of that at all the details will be up on the Phoenix FM website later today. Sue Burton, thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob.